שתי ברכס של עשרים סו, ונופל עשרה גימול וגמיים, פרים זכן, ונפסק בו תחתן. כשירו, פירש הנעימר, וכששולמו ארבוים סו, אף הוא נופל עשרה כמה כושר, והיינה טיימי משום מים משום דרבונו לקח, מקלין למח מה שנעימר. So, according to the Goinskios, you understand? But according to the Rajgios, it's very difficult. The Kravskios is that Memso, Memso. So he says that Tachteino becomes kosher because when פירש, תי פירש, לא ממשמם סוד, אני משלה יש על לוגים, שנופלי מקווי שולים מים שווים פייס לאיסי, ואפילו מי, כימוך המסנית, הוא אלו כלח, אז בחס חושב שליש יש לוגים, והבוים דיכטונאים עם השליש לוגים שנופלו, וניפתיקו שאני עם השולמו, כלי מה כשנופלי שליש יש לוגים ללינו ויורד מיד לתחתנו, ולא ימרינו דיינה איסון גימו לוגים עצמון, השובים הנינו, דיורד לתחתנו, די אפשר שלו יסעבו מעט מפרי הפריך עלינו, ונמצאו שישלימו הבוים סושר תחתנו, קדם שיורד לו, בקוס, the tachteino had aboim so originally minus gimulugim. But then, gimulugim shuvim dripped in. But we assume that the gimulugim that had to be completed, it fell in with a few drops of einon shuvim. Some mele, it became a mikveh ksheo, so then it couldn't puzzle some mele through a shoki, it kashas the upper level mikvehs. But the question is, what difference does it make? Since according to Rabbi Yisi, we say chasnas nevele, so the gimulugim shuvim contaminated even every drop of the mikshomim. So whatever gimulugim completes it, ishov, every drop of the upper level mikveh ishov, not only the original gimulugim drops, but even the original mikshomim drops become converted into shuvim drops. So then it's difficult if we say, now, the Ramban says, machlekes Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yeshua is in the machlekes between the machlekes, whether we say chtichas mas nevele in kolati rekula or we don't say. So the Ran is chelik. What does the Ran say? No, he has nothing to do with it. But leflut has nothing to do with the general machlekes. But in a mikvois machlekes, that's the machlekes. So then the Rash is difficult. But maybe when the Ran says that kolati rekula has nothing to do with mikvois, and mikvois has nothing to do with kolati rekula, so the pshat is in the contrary, that in mikvois we certainly don't say chtichas mas nevele. We certainly don't. Mikvois has its own dini. Mikvois, we don't say chtichas mas nevele. But so why does? So what is the machlekes between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yeshua? So, the way the Ramban says, the Ramban and the Rashbo say in Chum, that even Shmuel, who says, Chtichas Moeyonas Nevele, because actually Sechte is Muta. So he only means actually Sechte Muta and is subjunctive. If it had been possible to squeeze out every drop of Cholov from the Rashbo, then one would be allowed to eat the original Chatich. But that is impossible. So Mele, Shmuel is made, you're not allowed to eat the original Chatuche, because there will always be a minimum of Cholof. But he says, had it been possible, it would be Muta, Mele, it affects the other Chatuches. So Mele, we don't require Shishim neged the whole Chatuche, but only Shishim neged the Kazayis Cholof. So Mele, the Rashi. So according to the Ramban Rashbo, even Shmuel is made that Efshali Seichte is Osa. Shmuel only says Efshali Seichte is Muter. Shmuel only says Efshali Seichte is Muter in the subjunctive. Maybe the pshat, according to the Rash, is no one applies the kantalondes of tichatzus nevele gabi mikvois. So it's not. If we apply the lomdes of tichatzus nevele gabi mikvois, then it would mean that once gimel lugim shuvim and isareif with mikshomim, so it contaminates the mikshomim, that every drop of the mikshomim becomes shov. It's not like that. There is no such concept. But the pshat is that as long as there is gimulugin, when if gimulugin is reduced to tulugin, then it's like reducing the tam to a minimum. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua holds, in other words, mikveh shein be'aboyim sof, v'noflo bo'el l'shloish ha'lugin, v'nechlat l'shnayim posl, mipnei sh'nikho l'shim psul. Rabbi Yeshua machshir, shoy Rabbi Yeshua ima kol mikveh shein be'aboyim sof, v'noflo lo'i gimulugin, v'chosar afilu kurtef iskosha. So Rabbi Yeshua shite is that if you had a mikveh into which gimulugin shuvim fell in, and then you took away one drop from the gimulugin, then it becomes kosher. Then it becomes kosher. And Rabbi Yisi is chelik. But suppose you would take out all the gimulugin, not just chosraf l'kurtef achas. Chosraf l'kurtef, it means you have the bulk of the gimulugin, but it's a minimum. It's less than is required to pass, like reducing the kazayis cholov to a fifth of a kazayis. Kazayis cholov is enough to give it tam cholov. Fifth of kazayis is not enough. But suppose you eliminate all the gimulugin, not even a drop is left, not even one drop is off. So then it's a new heftzah altogether. It's a new heftzah altogether. In other words, maybe the shita of the Rashi is that according to the Ran, the lomdes of tichasmas nevele does not apply to mikvois. We cannot say by mikvois if a mikveh has it arubes of gimulugim, so it contaminates the mikshomim into shuvim. The mikshomim remain mikshomim. But you cannot be tevil in that mikveh, because when you tevil in that mikveh, you are also tevil in the memaim shuvim. So memele, for then you ask, so Rabbi Yeshua says, memele, if we reduce the gimulugin, you can be tevil in the same mikveh. And Rabbi Yisi says, no, here it's not a full efshali seichte. As the Ramban says, even Shmuel who says efshali seichte is muter, so it's only muter in the subjunctive. If it's possible to take out every drop of cholov, so then it would be muter. But suppose you don't take out every drop of cholov, only a minimum less than the tam, then Shmuel is made his osa. Why? Even though Shmuel holds chtichas meinas nevele, because the same lomdes as Reb Chaim says in the Raivet, and as the Ramban, the Rashbo say in Shmuel, is the same lomdes. It became osa, it's osa. So memele, true, that in order to asa the mikveh, you need gimulugim, but since originally you had gimulugim, so it asa the mikveh, not that it contaminated the mikshomim into shuvim, but it asa the mikveh, because when you're tevun the mikveh, you're tevun in the mayim shuvim also, so it became osa. True, even though we reduced the gimulugim, even though you reduce the gimulugim, so mimele, so Rabbi Yeshua says it's muta, because we don't sich tichas v'nas nevele. Rabbi Yisi says, true, we don't sich tichas v'nas nevele in the sense that we say by Yisurim, that would mean that if Gimel Lugim is nisarif in the mikveh at less memso, so then it contaminates the mikshomim and the mikshomim are converted into mshuvim. That not. But since it became possible, it remains possible. In the same way as the Chaim says in the Raivachite, Alibidemes, in the same way as the Ramban and the Rashbo say Pshat in Shmuel and Rabshim Balokish, when he says Efshali Sirti is Muta, the original Chatichi is Muta, only in subjunctive, if it's possible to take out every droplet, but Dumtzies, since the minimum laws remain, so the original Chatichi remains Osa. Why? Because it's a remnant of Issa. It became Osa, it remains Osa. True, it became Osa because it gave it time. Now it has a minimum of Cholov. But it became Osa, it's Osa. But since it can only be Osa as the remnant of Issa, because it became Osa, it has to remain that way. So if you squeeze out every drop, so it's not the same thing, it's a new entity. But if you don't take out every drop of Cholov, it's not a new entity. So Mele, it's Osa. Why is it Osa? Not because it contaminated the heta. The heta is still heta. But you cannot eat the chtichas bosor without eating a few drops of cholov. It's only a minimum. So mele, even though it's a minimum, so it remains osa. It cannot become muta. It remains osa. So this is the same lomdes in Rabbi Yisi. Not that Rabbi Yisi applies the lomdes of Tichas v'snevele. No, just as Rabbi Yeshua doesn't apply the lomdes of Tichas v'snevele, because Gimelugim Mayim Shuvim cannot contaminate the heretofore Mekshomim, so Rabbi Yisi is also made it cannot contaminate the heretofore Mekshomim. But Rabbi Yisi says, true that the heretofore mikshamim remain mikshamim, but you still, just by taking out a few drops from the gimelugim, from the mikveh, you cannot be table in that mikveh, because that mikveh became possible. It remains possible, unless it becomes a new mikveh. So if it had been possible to take out every drop, but that's impossible. But there is one way that it's possible to take out every drop. If you have a shock, memso. So once you have memso of mikshamim, then the shemshov is poka. So then it's considered as if you squeezed out every drop of the mayim shovim. So then it's a new entity. So then it's actually sirti muter according to Shmuel. So this is what he says. Shaneim Hashomov. True, there is Hefte called to the view of Rabbi Yisi. And Rabbi Yisi is Chelik and Rabbi Yeshua. The answer is Rabbi Yeshua doesn't apply the Lomdes of Tichas Vlas Nivele. And he holds that even the same mikveh that became possible, but the moment the Gimelugim was reduced, it becomes kosher again. And Rabbi Yisi says, no. Rabbi Yisi applies the same lomdes that Shmuel applies in Gabe Tipas Cholosh Nofach Tiras Bosor. So he says, Efshal Sechte is Muter, only if it's possible to squeeze out every drop. So then, it's a new entity. But, and since the molecules of Bosor do not become a Chafzor Viser, the molecules of Bosor do not become a Chafzor Viser by themselves, but as long as there is a minimum of Cholov left, even though it's less than being able to give it Tam Cholov in the Bosor, some Mele, it remains Osa, because it became Osa, it remains Osa, unless you squeeze out every droplet of Cholov, then you cannot say it became Osa, it remains Osa. It's something new. It doesn't have any molecules of it doesn't have any molecules of Cholov anymore. But that's impossible. So Rabbi Yeshua says, we don't apply the kadalomdes of Tichasus Nevele, Mimele. So the heretofore make shomim do not become contaminated. And the Gimulugim themselves can only passel as long as there is Gimulugim. But if there is Gimulugim minus one drop, they cannot passel them. And we don't say, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it passeled, so Mimele, they remain passel. We don't pray for us. Rabbi Yisi says, as long as there are any drops of the Maim Shuvim left, so Mimele, the mikveh is passel. Because it became possible, it remains possible. Because when it became possible, it didn't become possible only by the last drop of the Gimulugim, but all the drops of the Gimulugim. So as long as you have any of the drops, so then that's still possible. But suppose you squeeze out every drop, so then it's a new mikveh. So you can't say the mikveh was possible. The mikveh was possible when it had shuvim. Now it doesn't have even a single drop of shuvim. So Meili says, Shanein Hashom Mokreima Kishenoflu Shleishes Lugin Lelieno V'yordu Miyad Litachteino V'leamrino Ndaini Sigimu Nas Mashuvim Inu V'yordu Latino D'yefsha Shal Yisav Omad Me'abrich Alino V'nimso Shishlimu Aboim Shalatino Kedim Shiyodlo Kalashleishes Lugin. So Mimele, there's not even a drop. It became a mikveh shleim of memso without a single drop of shuvim. After that shuvim came in, it can't pass on him because then there is asher. I think there's the pshat. Hilkach shnei mikvoyis ksheirim atachteinu ksheir kisper shinon velyinim shenachber slachteinu ochemei adam besiper shinon gige mazlum beinrinu mislachteinu inam afilu kirab yudachim likvi kol hay lash mesavim ashak al kashbeir. Alright. I think there's the pshat. Yeshua doesn't apply the lomdes of tichas nevelega mikvoyis. The lomdes of tichas nevelega mikvoyis would mean that the gimulugim shuvim contaminate all the mikshom, and every drop of the mikshom will become shov. And Yeshua doesn't apply it. Rabbi Yisi doesn't apply it here. But while so, Rabbi Yisi says that once you reduce the gimulugim, it's kosher. But Rabbi Yisi says, applies the same lomdes that Shmuel applies according to the Ramban and Rashbos Pshat. It says, Efshal Yisech Timuteh, only in the subjunctive, if it would be possible to squeeze out every drop of Cholov. So then you would be allowed to eat the original Chatich. But since it's impossible, so Mele, you're not allowed to eat the original Chatich. Not that the molecules of Bosa become contaminated. The molecules of Bosa do not become contaminated. But since it became Osa to eat it, so maybe it remains Osa. So you're not allowed to eat it as long as it has the molecules of Cholof in it. But suppose you squeeze out every drop, so then you can't say it's a remnant of Isa. It's a new thing, it's a new entity. It doesn't even have the molecules of Cholov in it. So here too, it does. Even Rabbi Yisi is made that it didn't contaminate the mikshom. And what Rabbi Yisi says, even though we reduce the gimulugim, but you still have some of the shuvim, the maim shuvim in it, and it became possible. So it remains possible. But if you squeeze out every droplet of shuvim, then it's not a remnant of a mikveh psur. It's a new mikveh. Now, so in the case where it drips down, and then there is mem sov mikshomim before the gimulugim, the Gimel Lugim, the original Gimel Lugim fall in, so then it's a new mikveh. It's like Sechteli Gamre. And Sechteli Gamre, according to Shmuel, is Yuta. So here, by mikvois, it doesn't pass. Fourth parak. Now, the Rambam is very complicated in Mishneh. Fourth parak. Halocha Aleph. Mishneh Aleph. Haminiach kelim tachas hatzineir. Echot kelim delim. The echot kelim ktan. Afilu kli glolim, kli avonim, kli adomo. Peislem es hamikve. Echot haminiach ve'echot hashecheach. So the Rav says, Haminiach kelim tachas hatzineir. Marzeif shemeik shomim. Nichnosim beibi yedim derach pifl mikve. Tziner is a pipe. Vihoche meire bitziner shaleitz shekovei velip seif chokike. It's a seif chokike. So, the question is, one second, you see, here it's possibly become shov because the water enter the keli, and the keli in me has a base kibble. But the question is, the tzinar itself is a keli. So without the water filling up the keli, the tzinar is a pipe that in itself is a keli. So mainly it should become show by virtue of the fact that it went through the pipe. So without recourse to the fact that the kelim were mikavlet. So that's the thing that bothered the Rambam Nore. So he says the pipes have reference to a pipe shaleitz shekovei velipseif chokiki. In other words, because bimchuber he does not have a shem keil. Now, if it is first kovei and then he makes the chkak. Shekovei v'lipseif chokikei. So in other words, so it didn't have a shem kele. It didn't have a shem kele bitolush. Because until the chkak, chkak is an engravement, is a biskibul. But until he made the chkak in the pipe, so then there was no biskibul in it. So, when did he make the chkak? After he installed it. After he attached it to the building, to the floor, whatever. So, mimele, at that time, it was already mechuber. So, he didn't, bimchuber, he doesn't acquire ishem keil. So, bitzina shalei shekovei lisef chokkei. Vehoyo velohoyo teraskli olof kishekovei af al pi. Shechokikei achikei lichshive ha-mayim shebiseichim mayim shuvim hoyo v'lehoyo teraskli olo bitolosh. Now the Gemara in Bava Kame and in Bava Basre, so the Gemara explains it that Samachvov in Bava Kame, also in Bava Basre, actually the din is the tolosh lisef chibre is have a tolosh. Tolosh lisef chibre is have a tolish. So mele, if why do we say that only if it's covered lipsef chokike, but chokike the lipsef kovei, so it wouldn't be kosher. One second, please, just 1 second. Safe copy. Tasteless amikve. In other words, we are talking about a tzineir that has a biskibul. As David points out, it has rims around the tzineir. Usually a tzineir type does not have a biskibul. But suppose it has a biskibul, so in other words, it's me'akiv the water in it. So tzineir shechokol safe kovei, and it has Livazbas Midalet Rechesov, so then it has a Beskibu. So if it's Choki Kevili Pseif Kovei, so then it's Pasel the Mikveh, because since it had a Shem Kele, while it was Bitolish, before it was installed in the Karker or in the building, so Mimele Tolush Lisitchibre is have a Tolush, so even after it is installed, it still has Ishem Kele. So any water that goes through that Sinea becomes Shov. But so why does the Braise say Sinea Shechoki Kevri Psef Kovei is Pesach Amikve? Only if the Biskibul was made while it was Tolush, while it was still Tolush. But Kovelik, Seif Chokikei, since in the Tolush state, it didn't have a Biskibul, so then it doesn't pass the Mikveh, but Tolush Lisif Chibre is Ave Tolush, and since originally it was Tolush, it wasn't Mitzchilas Briyosei attached to the Karka, to the building. So even Kovelik, Seif Chokikei should pass, so the Gemara says in Vol Basre, because Shuvim is only Midrabonon, that's why we say Kovili Seif Chokikei is, it doesn't pass the Mikveh. So this is what Rabban Bat Noor means. Marzef Shemek Shomim Nechnosim Bey V'yeyodim Derech Piv L'Mikveh V'hoche Mayre B'tziner Shaleitz Shekovei V'lip Seif Chokikei. Some Mele, it didn't have a Biskibul while it was Bitolush. When did it acquire a Biskibul, a Shem Kele? Only after it was Nikva in the Karak. Some Mele, it couldn't acquire a Shem Kele. Hoyol hoyo teras kli olof kishekovei, afar pishachoke ahakein, lichshiva amayin shebiseyche mayim shuvim. But Gemara explains it on the basis that Shuvim is Midrabonon. And let's say, if all the water or Rov of the Memso came through that Tzineya, so then, according to the Rishenim, that is the Raise, then it would be possible. In Mitzad, the fact that it went through the Tzineya itself, it would become Shov. But it has reference to the case where only a miut of the Memso went for the Tzinea. But so, if not for the Kelim beneath the Tzinea, it wouldn't be possible. But the problem arises because he left Kelim tachas Tzinea. So then the water from the Tzinea poured into the Kelim. So then it became Shov. Echot Kelim Deilim, V'echot Kelim Tanim. Yes.
There's part of Yukal, you know, within Polish, it said Kibarei through Polish. Only if it had a chalation came beforehand.
That's right.
But if it had no chalation came beforehand, so
since it's the Rabbonon,
only within
the soul. So yeah. We don't apply the aloche of Tolish Lisif Chibri Avetolish. The Raise, Inoch Name, let's say according to Rishenim that Kulei Shov, Rubei Shov is the Raise, so then it would be, and all the water, the Memso or Chofalefso, would come through the Tzinea, so it become post.
Even though it wasn't
Kelim
before?
That's right, because Tolish was Treffs of Tolish. So Echot Kelim Deilim, but here the problem arose because he left Kelim under the Tzinea, and the Kelim are real Kelim. So, Afilu Kli Glolim, Kli Avonim, Kli Adomo, that are not mikabel tumi. But here there is a special aloche that the Kli Kibul Puzzles at the show. Paceliness amik. A filo clay glowing the Rshiva Kalim in Tume, Rshiva Kalim liftless amikve, a filo im shovrom, ui kofa isom, the Lidome liminiach can canin the Reshadaginagon. Now, the question is why does the Rabban Bat Noor say the Hoche Meire Bezinia Shalates, Shekovably say Froche? What's wrong with the Tzina Shomatres? Why does he have to emphasize Tzina Shalais? So against the Rabban Bat Noor, there is no kashi, because the Rabban Bat Noor holds that Avyosna al-Bitare applies to Mikveh, not only to Mayo. So no kasha, because pshutikli matres is mikabel tume. Pshutikli matres is mikabel tume. So mimele, if it's a tina shal matres, even though it's kovilis, if chokike, so it's not a biskibul. It didn't have a shem biskibul, bitolush. But it's, it has a shem keile, because pshutikli matres is mikabel tume. So it has a shem keile anyway, and it's mikabel tume. So mainly it's not aviyosan al vitar. The question will arise in connection with the Rambam Perush HaMishne. We'll soon see. But against the Rambam Batinore, there is no kashe as to why the Rambam Batinore says v'yochem mayre b'sina shalitz. Because if it's sina shal matres, so even kovil is if chokike, so mainly he doesn't have a chalei shem klei kibol. Klei kibol bitolush. But it's mikabel tume, pshutikli matras is mikabel tume midraise, so mele it's a chison in aviyosan al ditare. So, afilu kli groin v'chshive keilin in tume, chshive keilin lifnas hamikve, afilu im shovrom v'kofa isom, lidomel minyach kakan v'rish rabbi nagvon. In other words, because the Rabbi Batanore has to resort to the fact that he was mishabe or he was keife the kelim into the mikveh. Otherwise, it would be possible bishov mitzad mile bikatef. Suppose, let's say ishecheyach and everything. So he does, because there are two kinds of shov. Shov, there is one shov machmas milu bikli. So then we require the subjective element that it was achshave. So Mimele here, Miniach, Shecheach, so it was not Achshevei. So it's not Achshevei. Masha'in came, if he takes, after the Kelim are filled up, he takes, they picks up the Kelim, and he dumps them into the mikveh. So then he becomes Shov, Machmas Mili Bikatev. So then we, there is no Shaila, it becomes possible. That's why he says, even if he was Mishaber or Kofa Yisom, so then it couldn't become shov machmas milo bikatev, but it becomes shov machmas milo bikli. So the question is, why should it become shov machmas milo bikli? In order to become shov machmas milo bikli, it requires the subjective element of achsheve. So it's a special say. Echad aminiach v'echad hashecheach. Echad aminiach v'echad hashecheach. Whether he puts the kele tachas the tzineir, or he just forgot the tachas the tzineir, doesn't make any difference. Kidivrei bishama ubisilel mitarim b'shecheach. Bisilel say only miniach kelim tachas the tzineir, it becomes shov, because it's coupled with the achsheve, with the subjective element. But Shecheach, it's not Achsheve. So Mele, it doesn't become Shov. Rashi, the Rav, Ubisil Mitarim B'Shecheach, B'Ferikame D'Shabes B'Gmore, Meitme Tliktaye, Kishin Nichon Tachas Atzineir, B'Shas Kishrovi, V'Nispazru, V'Shochon, V'Chozru, V'Niskashru, D'Bishama Isavre, V'Shum Pizrovi, Lui Nisbatla Machshavti Orishenu. The goal of dieting is also to eat to the seichel. Ubisil savre botla machshavte. The chinis pazru asar dieting the kesova loyer duksham imeit. Aval nichon tachasatzine ya bishaski shorovim. The icharu akshamim love the yotzal imlachte bishochon. The vrihakel hoil mitchilo vikach nischavim loy botla machshavte. Bishochase, Viminichon Bishas, Pizorovin, Divrehakel Terim, Shalim is Kabin, Trilikach. In other words, the Gemara says in Shabbos that when Bisil Amitaya Bishacheach, so it's only, but Bishama is Chelik, so it has reference to the case of Shochon, in other words, of Shochon Bishas. A kishorovim, and then the clouds were dissipated, and then it became cloudy again. So then there is a machlekes. But suppose the chochon Bishas Pizrovim, then even Bishama is not Gezer. And suppose Ichochon Bishas Kishrovim, so even Bisila are Gezer, Sheikhot Maniach. But the machlekes between Bishama and Bisila is in the case of Shochon Bishas Kishrovim. Then it's puzzled, then the clouds dissipated, and then the clouds came out again. So that's the machlekes. So Avil Nichon Tachazatina Bishas Kishrovim, Vichak Shom Lov Yosun Lachton Bishochon, Divri Hakel, Hoyel, Umitril Likachin Schabein, Libotlo Machshafte Bishochosen, Viminichon Bishas Pizrovim, Divri Hakel Teherim. That Bishamai was Omdominion and the Bishamai were of some mele, according to Rabmeya, the aloha is the Tachot Aminiach, Vechot HaShecheach, so it's possible. Umeidim Bishecheach Bichotzer Shultoy. Even Bishamai, who are Gezer, Shecheach Otominiach, so only Shecheach Tachasatzine. So then it looks as if he did it in order that he should become filled up with water. But suppose he Shecheach in the Chotzer, in the courtyard, not beneath the pipe, so then there is no appearance that he did it deliberately in order to that the kelim should be filled up with water, so then Bishama is made that it's not possible in such a way. Umeidim b'shecheya b'chotzer shuitoya. Edarab b'chotzer shaloi tachas atzineya. V'nismalu min ha-neitvim. V'nofu li-mikve. D'idavke tachas atzineya hu d'kliya b'shama. D'igole d'ayte d'irotso sh'yipu l'seichon. U'mishun pizo. ליבות למחשב וכמייסה, אבל מי בחוצר אפילו בשסקישו, לימוכח מיקורא מחשבתו, מחשב וכמייסה שפיר, הילכח, בוט לו כשנספז, אומר רבי איסי, עדיין מחלקת נקים אמרו. So the Rav explains it, that רבי איסי is really כאן רמיה. רמיה said in the ratio that Omar Abneya, Nimnu Virobu Bishamai al Bisilel. Some Mele da Aloche is like Bishamai. Rabbi Yis is Chelik that Bisilel never considered to Bishamai. Mele, they never considered to Bishamai. Bisilel always a Rov, because usually Bisilel were a Rov connected Bishamai. That's why the aloha is like Bisilel, because the Chachmai Bisilel are more than the Chachmai Bishamai. But according to Rabbi Meir, so the Bisilel considered at the end to Bishamai. So maybe the aloha is like Bishamai. But according to Rabbi Yisi, they never considered. So maybe even at the end, in the finale, so Bisilel are of. And Bisilel will not gezer Shecheach Otminiach, so maybe it's not first. So according to the Rav's pshat, and there's the pshat of the Rash and the Rosh, so there is a machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yisi as to whether Bisilel considered to be Shammai. Mimele the aloha is like Bishamai, or they didn't concede. Since it's machleket between Rav Meir and Rav Yisi, so the aloha is Rav Yisi. So that means, according to the Rash and the Rosh and the Rav Bertinore, so the aloha is like Rav Yisi. So the aloha is like Rav Yisi that Bisilel never considered to Bishamai. So Mimele and Bisilel at the end also said that Shecheach is not possible, some male Shecheach is not possible. Alright, this is Bimkimo Imele Shalomdu Minyan Shalomdu Minyan Akach Fili Robu Talmidi Bisham. Now let's see the Rambam, the Rash and the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh. The Rambam Pirush HaMishneh in our translation and in Kappa's translation. The first Rash. Why does he have to mention that. So even though it's not mikabel tumei, so mimele, it's not possible mitzad. So he doesn't have yeshivas of ikele ligabi kabbalas tumei, but ligabi shov. It doesn't depend whether it has a chshivas of a kile gabikalos to me. As long as it serves as a biskibul, some mele it becomes shol. Lisla mikve chshive, vi laf kelim. But why shouldn't it become shol just because of the tzinner itself? Vi laf kelim mishim tzinner lave mifsel mish lave mifsel mikve. Daire b'tzinner shekovivei v'lipseif chokim. Bitarim b'shecheach ilichshive shub uferkamed ishabes moike pliktaye b'shenichom b'shaskish rovim v'nispazlo v'chozlo v'niskash b'shecheach b'chotzer shultoyer b'chotzer shaloi tachzatzineya v'nismal me'aneitvim v'nofu l'mikve didavke tachzatzineya u'dipliga b'shamay digole daiti sherotzo sheyipu l'seichay ומשום פיז רובים ליבות לו מחשווה כמה יישא שפיר הילקח בוט לו כשנספז Now, before we go to Shitz Rambam, so we have to go over the Gemara in Shabbos. In Shabbos, if you give me a base, says, Veilu min ha'aloche she'omru ba'alias Hananye ben Cheskiye ben Gorin she'olu livakrei nimnu v'robu b'shamay al b'silel v'yutches dvorim gozru b'yviye. Because in the Mishnah before, the Mishnah mentioned certain gzeres, v'yitze achay al b'machtei somor chasheicho shem yishkach v'y maybe he'll be matinea, so he'll be there on the Nisar of Avore. So these gzeres are part and parcel of the Yutres gzeres, the Zikni Bishama and Zikni Bisilel, who are gezeya, Baalias, Cheskiye Ben Gorin. And it's Nimnu Virobu Bishama al Bisilel. Because the Yutres Dvorim Gozru Bebiyim. In other words, because in the end, Bisilel conceded to Bishamai, so Mele, the Aloch is like Bisham. So there are 18 Gzeiras.
The Aloch is like Bishamai?
Yeah, because the Bisilel conceded to Bishamai.
Oh, he conceded
to Bishamai. So there are 18 Gzeiras that Chachmi Bisham and Chachmi Bisilel made, enacted, Baalias bizgor. So this gzeire li koliranei li tzachay bimachtei somul chasheicho are part of the 80. Then the Gemara asks, which are the other 80? So the Gemara says. So the Gemara mentions certain takones, klishchukis, tabutume is one of the 18. Then the Gemara says, vidoch. What more? You have to have 18. So that you design on the base, Mayi Ditnan, one of the 18 is the aloche of Aminiach Kilim Tachasatzine. That's also in the Takones of Bisham and Bisila. That design on the base, Vidoch Mayi Ditnan, Aminiach Kilim Tachasatzine, Likabu Bohen, Mikshomim, Echot Kilim Delim, Echot Kilim Ktanim, Vafilu Kleavonim, Ukleadomo, Ukleglolim. Paislin is a mikve, echot a miniach, ve echot a shecheach. Divrei bishama.
What was the case? What did he do?
He left the kelim under the pipe.
Yeah, no.
So then it started to rain, and the rainwater, went through, was funneled through the pipe and into the kelim. So that water that enter the kelim became shov and it cannot be used for mikveh. Aminiach kelim tachas atzina l'kal mikshomim er hat kein Dinn, er hat kein Tannin, war viel Kli Avonim, Kli Adomo, Kli Glolim, Peislen, Sam Mikve. Er hat am Niach, er hat Ashecheach. Diver Bishamai, u Bisilel Mitarim Bishecheach. Omer Reb Meir, nimnu vi Robo Bishamai al Bisilel. U Meidim Bishamai Bishecheach bechotzer Shultoye. Omer Reb Yeisi, Yadai Machleke in Keimu Meres. Now let's see the Rashi. תחס הציניה שקובי ליסיף חוקיקי להמשך מים ממקווה דישובי נפסל אבל הכלים פסל so it doesn't become שוב מחמז לציניה but it becomes שוב מחמז לכלים בניב לציניה אבל הכלים פסלים משום שיבה ואחות כמתנדל ויתנו לחשיבה ואפילו כלי גלולים שנקרואים כלים מנקבול הסתומה הווה כלים מישיבה גלולים שייש כלי אדומו דלאו על דגיבו ככלי נסע ותחרס מתארים דשכיח לחשיבה הויל לחשיבה שיבה הויל ולא לקח נסחבי so and מיידים בשמי בשכיח בחוצר שלא יתחס הצינה היא just left just in the courtyard, when then it started to rain and they filled up the kelim, when it's malim in an eitvin, when not fully mikveh, so then it's doya. The miniach tachas atzineya, uch shim nichon bishas kishorovim, vahakein ispazro, vishochon, ki di muke likamon hu di plige bei, di kole daite ishe rotso shi yipro liseichei, umishum pizorovim libot vamachshaft rishaino, avo bimuna bechotzea, ואפילו בשעס קישו ונספזרו לימוכה מחשבתי כמייסה שפה מייקורה הילקה בוטלו. So, in other words, so, the Rameya says, made him בשמי בשבי הבחוצר. So, even, according to Rashi, בשחי הבחוצר, even if he left it בשעס קישו אובי, but בחוצר not under the pipe, so then there is, it's not apparent that he wanted the kelim to be filled up with rain water, so merely it's not possible. Now the question is, why is, so we see a chiddush here, that true, that in order to become shov, it's necessary to have the element, the subjective element, but it's not the hidden subjective element, but it's the apparent subjective element. Because as far, if the hidden subjective element had been the criterion, so what difference does it make whether he left it under the pipe or he left it in the courtyard? It all depends. Let's ask him, did you intend that he should be filled up or you just forgot? So if he says, I just forgot, I didn't intend that they should be filled up, I had to carry the kelim somewhere, so, and I had to stop in the chotzer, under the pipe, I left them under the pipe. So it shouldn't be possible. The answer is, the hidden subjective element is not significant. It is the apparent subjective element, not the hidden subjective element.
Does apparent become the hidden?
What?
Does apparent also become the hidden? Or the apparent? I mean, it's only then apparent, or what we say, no. That's what he meant to.
No. It's so not a question of birur.
After
all, he doesn't even be suing. And suppose he's the Chofetz Chaim himself. You have no doubts that he's lying. But it's the apparent subjective element.
So whenever you have machlokesim like this in Gemara, that's the pshat.
That's the pshat, yeah.
No, other areas are machlokesim similar to this.
Yeah. You see that in Rashi, and you see it in the Rambam, you see it in Ol Rishenu. So, yes.
So, in other words, it's not a machlokes over the what the rutzim. But it's machlokes that the kavana of the maise of the
kli. It's considered tachshiv or not.
So let's say someone puts out a kli, b'shas kishur of him, even according to Beis Hillel.
Yeah.
And then, but he says, I'm only putting it out here because for a short time because I wanted to.
Doesn't matter.
It's still
because it's apparent. The observer, what will he say? The reasonable observer, if he sees a person putzikele, you know, tachas under the tzineya, when rain is pending, what will he say? What will be his conclusion? Why he's doing it? He wants to be mekabel the rain. So true, he says, no, I didn't just, I had so many things in my hands and I had to rest for a moment because I had to carry them. It's not that we are chishit, he's lying. I mean, there could be mechlekes between Sham and Bisilel, whether he's lying or not lying, chas v'sholem. The question is, what is the apparent kavon? If the apparent kavone is that he wants the rain to come into the kelim, so then it's achshave, and then it becomes short.
So the distinction is between kavana and ratzon. This is not a case of ratzon; it's a case of kavana. The maisa has to be a maisa.
That's right. All right. So he says, hinichon. So he says, again the Rashi. So then, and Rabbi Yisi says, "Adai machleket mekimu meres b'maniach tachas atzinei b'kisho rovin loy nimnu v'robo ala olivatul v'basila ala chosodem." So then, Omar Rav Nisharshi, that's the crucial gemara. Omar Rav Nisharshi, the Rav Amre Hakel meidim b'shishinichom b'shas kisho rovin pmei b'shas kisho rovin divrei Hakel teirim loy nechliko ala shinichom b'shas kisho rovin ונספזרו וחוזרו ונסקשרו. מה סובה בוט לא מחשבתי ומה סובה לא בוט לא מחשבתי. Now, the Rashi. הניחון תחס הציני הבישסקי שאובים. So how does Rashi explain Rav Nisharshi's memory? That Rav Nisharshi's memory is reference to הניחון תחס הציני, not בחוצר. The Nichon Tachasatzina and all the Rishayim explained that way, except the Rambam. So Rav Nisharshi's memory has reference to the case of Nichon Tachasatzina, not the Chotzer. The Chotzer, so Bishama is made its doya under all circumstances. But in the case of Nichon Tachasatzina, so there is a machlekes between Bishama and Bisilel. So Rav Nisharshi says, when is the machlekes? The machlekes between Bishama and Bisilel in the case of Inichon Tachas Atzineir applies to the case where it's Hinichon Bishas Kishrovim Vinispazro Vechozro Viniskashro. Then there is a machlekes. So Inichon Tachas Atzineir Bishas Kishrovim Viichu Kshorim Lovei ויוצולים לחתי ושוכון דברי הקל הויל מתחילו לקח נסחבים לאיבות לו מחשבתי בשחוס. But so suppose it's in Yichon Bishas Pizorovim, when rain was not pending, he didn't look, there were no clouds, and he left them after the tzineir, and then he forgot them, and then he started to rain. So even Bishama is made its doya. But when is the and Bishaskisha of him, so of course everybody is made that is Tomei, even Bisilel, it's possible.
Yeah.
But the Machlekes is, if he left that Kalim under the Tzineya Bishaskisha of him while it was cloudy, then he forgot them, and then the clouds dissipated. And then it again became cloudy and it started to rain and the kelim were filled up. So lenachlik ol shinichom b'shaskish rovin v'nispazro v'chozro v'niskashro mar sova botlo machshavtei that's Bisilel and Bishama I say mar sova loy botlo machshavtei.
Well, we see in Rashi that the Batla Machshavta is more as an apparent or another, and not a negil, that's what he actually thinks. Rashi said he's in Rashi.
Yeah. we have to say it's not, Rashi doesn't spell it out. Because if you say that it's not in the parent, but when the mitzias, so then there is a machleket between Visham and Yisrael, what the mitzias is. So why don't we ask him? There is aloha vidachon and bisun. He's not a choshuit. Why don't we ask him?
Why are you putting the kelim down?
Yeah, what no, whether he was Messiah Das or he was not Messiah Das. Why don't we ask him? And then every person is the same. Some people are Messiah Das, some people are not Messiah Das. It's mistaber that it's not Ishael in Machlekes and Mitzies in the umden of the person. The Chemis Alpidin is considered as a Das. So then the Gemara has the kasha. That's very important because of the Rambam. So Bishleim, according to Reb Meir, that Chozru v'Robu b'Shamal b'Silel. So Meile the Minisha Shachriach Kelim Tachazatzineir can be included in the cheshbon of Yitzchesdava. But according to Rabbi Yisi, that Machlekes Daim Kinyanim Eres, so Bishamai did not, Bisilel did not consider Bishamai. So Melech Aloch is like Bisilel. If Aloch is like Bisilel, so we don't have 18, we only have 17. That's the Gemara's kashi. So Rabbi Yisi Doma Machlekes Daim Kinyanim Eres Batzolo, so we don't have 18. So in other words, according to Rabbi Yisi, we have 18 because of the Gzeira that Niskusim in this Marisos baby Engos. Alright. Now that's the Gemara in Shabbos. Now let's see the Loshna Rambam in the Perusha Mishnah. The Loshna Rambam Perusha Mishnah in our translation is very strange, very difficult. Sino hugulo shekerim kanal. The same word, kanal. Uvitchilo agdim loch shedvar ha-mishne kulo ubigulo shalo yisras ha-mikve. Vizeh kmo ishi izboya bitisefte vizeh isa aloche sinir shechoki keiru lipseif kovei yipesles ha-mikve kovei v'hakin choki kei yipesles ha-mikve. He first installed it in the carcass. Then he engraved a teich. So then it's definitely possible, because without recourse to the kelim being filled up with water, they become shov by virtue of the fact that they went through the tzinir. So so then if it's chokli seif kovei, so without the kelim being placed under the tzinia, it would become shov. Shekol ma sheyuzal of any water that goes through that tzinia, shinei shov v'avein omrom teras kli v'lisamou kli v'fisheinei kli kibul ach liyeis shaleitz somou posel liikir asher etzleinu. Now the Rambam is very straight. Bishleime, the Rambam Batinore, he agrees with all the Rishonim that Habiyosan al Ditare. Habiyosan al Ditare is a requirement in Mikra also. So we understand this why the Rambam Batinore says that this has reference to a tzinir shaleitz, and according to the Rabban Batinore, a tzinir shaleitz, some mele, and the tzinir shaleitz was chokikevul ipseif kovei. So mele, even though after it was installed in the karke, he made the teich, he engraved the teich too. He constructed lavlazim. I mean, you know, rims. So it has a beiskibul. So still, it's not possible because at the time when it has a beiskibul, so it's already mechuber. And Mechuba cannot have a choir Hashem Kele. But Tolush Lesef Chibre is Ave Tolush. So that's what he says, Sin Shov is in the Rabbanon. So you don't apply the aloha of Tolush Lesef Chibre is Ave Tolush. So Sin Shov is in the Rabbanon. So we say Tolush Lesef Chibre Loy Ave Tolush. Loy Ave Tolush. But it's not, so why isn't it Tolush? But it has a biskibul according to Rabban Batanore. The answer is, when it has a biskibul, it's already mechuba. So Mili doesn't have a shemkul. And while it was tolush, he didn't have a biskibul. So Mili is not possible. But the Rambatanore has to limit it to a tzina shaleitz, because if it had been a tzina shal matres, so putically matres is mikabling tume, and mimele is mikabl tume, so it's not aviosan al ditare. So it'd be possible in mikve because it's not avios al ditare. But according to the Rambam, the halacha of avios al ditare, it only applies to mayon, to mayim chayim. It doesn't apply to mikve. So why does the Rambam have to say, because the Rambam has to say, dafke, it's a tzinei shaleitz. So he said, "Having omrom tiras klivli samokli livisheni klikibul ach liyesi shaleitz samou posel liike asher aslenu vihushe pshuti kliyetz mikaplin tume meachar sheidamti longzeo ike." So since pshuti kliyetz is mikaplin tume, so if it hadn't been kovili sipchokike, so mele. If it had been chokikei, so then it would be possible. Because pshutei, 1 second, please don't interrupt me. Because pshutei kliyetz is mikabel tume. So we see from the Rambam Perash HaMishneh that the Rambam is chilek on the Rabban Batanor. According to the Rabban Batanor, as the Mishnah Achreinah points out. So this tzineir has reference to a tzineir that has a biskibu mamish. So mele, the Rabban Batanor says it has a biskibu mamesh, but since it's covered with sifchokike, so by the time the biskibu originates, so then it's already mechuber, some mele it's not shov. But true, tolush lisif chibre is ave tolush. But since shov is in the rabbanon, some mele, we don't apply the aloche of tolush lisif chibre ave tolush. So tolush lisif chibre is loy ave tolush. Since shov is in the rabbanon, so but the and is loy ave tolush. But if it would be chokikei velipseiv kovei, and chokikei means mamesh lasbos. A real biskibul, not chokike, just to have a pipe, you know, the tzura of a pipe. So mimele, so he says, so it's not shov. But had it been a pshutikli matres, so then it's mikabotume, so then it would be possible, because it's not aviosan al ditar. But according to the Rambam Shiti is aviosan al ditare is a requirement in Mayot, not in Mikve, some Mele. And so here, why does he say, because Pshuti Kleis is mekabun tume? So why? So what if Pshuti Kleis is mekabun tume? So it's mekabun tume, so what? So it's not aviosan al ditare. According to the Rambam, it doesn't have to be aviosan al ditare, Mikve. So everybody says that according to the Rambam, this tzineir is not a tzineir with lav levozim. You see, the Mishnah Achreina says that the tzineir has lav levozim. Lav levozim or a biskibul doesn't make any difference. So, in a mechoki ke di hoche li kabel tsreis ke li kamo mishne gimo. That's like lavozim, doesn't make any difference. A real biskibu. But according to the Rambam, he says pshutik leis. So that means he doesn't have a kibul. He doesn't have a base kibul altogether. So he doesn't have a base kibul altogether. So the question is, and so what if it's mikabul tumi? Because aviyosan al ditare, according to the Rambam, there is no requirement of aviyosan al ditare by mikve. So obviously, according to the Rambam, not because of aviyosan al ditare, but according to the Rambam, if it has the chshives of being mikabel tume, so then there is a psul of shov even without a biskib. In other words, if it's a klik lolim kli adomo that do not have the chshives of ikele, we without a kibul some mele, they don't make it into shov. Mashen kein if it's a kli matres, even without a biskib, or even kli eitz. Since neither abonum should declare it is mikabutume, so it has the chshivas of the kele. So without a base kibul to be mikabel tzreiris, we see the Rambam doesn't apply the mishne of tzineir to a tzineir that has a base kibul to be mikabel tzreiris. But the fact that it's mikabutume gives it the chshivas of the kele. Gives it the chshivas of the kele. So mele should become shov, not because of avos on the tare. The fact that it's mikabel tume gives it the chshivas of the kele, and any water that goes through it
is shov
without a biskibul. And even if, one second, what is it? So even though the kabbalas tume is only midrabbonon, but midrabbonon is mikabel tume, so it should become shov midrabbonon. But the only reason as to why it doesn't become shov is because it didn't have a chaleishem kele ligabi kabbalas tume bitolush, only bimchuber. But suppose it will be chotike lifseif kovei without lasbozim and without a biskibul for tzreiris. So then it would be possible machma shov. Why? Not because of havios and auditare, because shov. So it's a big chiddush in the Rambam. We see in the Rambam Shita in Perush HaMishnah, of course, in Yad HaZokor, it says the reverse. But in this Perush HaMishnah, the Shita of the Rambam is that in order to become shov, machmas milu bikli, so if it has the chshivas of the kele, and how do we know whether it has the chshivas of the kele or not? Whether it's mikabel tume, if it is mikabel tume, even if it's mikabel tume mid rabbono, not mid rais, even pshute creates, not kli matres, so merely become shov.
So what does the next question mean? Lasbis?
What is that?
What does the next question mean? Need the lasbis? Kabel, because that's not pshute creates.
What's the next
question? The next question is we need to be considered that.
That's a good question. Inachnam, it's a good question. So why does the next Mishnah mention Haminiach Tavle Tachas Atzineir in Yesh Lo Livazbes? In other words, in Yesh Lo Livazbes.
Then it becomes a
Kehli. That's right. Unless it has a Tavle of Kli Adomo, Kli Even, that is not Mikabut Tumei even Midrabbonon. That's what I have to say. Of course, it sounds like a deichad, but we'll have to say it according to the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah. The Rambam in Yerach HaZoka says the reverse, b'feresh, and all the Rishonim say the reverse, that Kabbalah, the chshives of Kele Ligabi Kabbalah Stume has nothing to do with Shov. Shov depends upon Klei Kibul, not Kabbalah Stume. So on one hand, Klei Adomo, Klei Glolim, that are not Mikabu Tume, but they have a Bis Kibul, so it becomes shov, and pshutikli matres has no biskibul. It's mikabel tume midraise. It has a chshivas of a kele, but shov it doesn't become. Shov does not depend upon chshivas of kele. But the Rambam Shita is not like that. And the Kodesh. So the question is. So there's the Rambam Shita that mayim becomes shov machmas milu bikli. Whether the kele has a biskibul or not. If the kele has a biskibul, even it doesn't have the chshivas of a kele kabbalas tume, so it becomes shov. But if it has the chshivas of kabbalas tume, even if the kabbalas tume is only midrabbonon like pshutik le'etz, so he becomes shov. But here he doesn't become shov because sin shov is the rabbanon, so tolish lisif chibre is loyav tolish. That's one chiddush in the rabbi. Ach liyezi shalei samo posel liikav asher atzleinu vuhu shepshute kereitz mikablim tume macha sheikdamti loch. L'chozeo ikia, oma shemi sheyosim kelim tachas agulo, likabiz ben amayim, hine amayim maragia bohem, hin mayim shuvim upeisil es amikve, vatil hoyu eile akelim, kle avonim ashalu yikablu tume, kmo ishi izboya. V'yomu obi shamay, shemei shesom eile akelim tachas agulo, asher yodu abi tzik es amayim shebei amayim shuvim, ואפילו שוח אחילה הכלים תחס הגבולו, אשר יהיה כמניח בלי כבונו, גזרינון שחי אחות מניח, ובסיר לא יגזרו זה יסגזרו, וכבר ביהו בשעסת נסח שבס, בפרקמה ואומרו, הניחון בשעסתי שאוהבים, דיבהקל אלו ואלו תמי, רוצה לימר שחי אחו מניח הקל פסל סמיקפה, בשעספיזו דיבהקל אלו ואלו תירים, לפי שיריד הסמוטו ראינו מפאולי וחילו נסמאליס שלוי בדיודם בין שאוהב שכח הוא מניח ונחלי כל השניחון בשעסקי שרובים ונספזרו וחוזרו ונסקשרו דימר סוב הבוט לא מחשבתי והוא רדמיה ולזה אומר שעקל מידים שהוא טועה ומר סוב הלא יבוט לא מחשבתי והוא רבי איסי ולא חיין אומר so you see one חירש in this Ramdash Mishnah. According to Rashi in Shabbos, Marsova has reference to Bishamai and Marsova has reference to Bisilal. But according to Ramdash Mishnah, Marsova is not Bisham and Bisilal, but it's Rameya and Rabbeis. It's a different shop altogether. So, Rabu Rameya, the Marsova bottle of Machshafte, Vuhu Rameya, Viloze Omar Shakal made him shoot toyer, and Marsova Loi bottle of Machshafte. והוא רבי איסי, ולא חינומר עדיין המחלק עם כימונס, ובסילל מתארם בשכח, ובשמה יגוז לו שכח עוד מניח, לפי שמשפט החוצר בשעסקי שרובים, כמו משפט הציניה, כפי אסמדוסו, לפי שכמוי שהגולו ידוע בשפיחוס המים תומית, כן אובים באיסיס קשחום, ידוע שהם ישפחו בחוצר, וזה שאשר אמרנו, כי זה אשר אמרנו, שאלה המים פסלנס המקווה, אין כוונוסי שהוא ייקח אלה הכלים ביודי, ויציקים במוקים שיספסלו, לפי שאין מחלקס בזה, ולא ידיבו שום מים שובים. If he takes the ידיים and he dumps them, so then he chose because of מילו בקטה, so it goes without saying. ואומנו הדיבו בי, אם נסימיו כמו ימניח כלים ברשדק, whether it becomes shov machas nilu bikli, so that depends upon the subjective element. V'nismalu imloi, v'im shov arilu akelim v'yofrum alpiyem, v'kovas v'neyem v'beir im yiyem mikve kosher, because you, as the Rambam Tanora says, even according to Bisilal, but he has to resort to kviyas akelim or to shviras akelim. Otherwise, if he turns them over, so then he becomes shov machmas milu bikate. So that's according to everybody. Vizehu aile bozeh mishpot kis, as far as bishamai, kmoi shimir rabi yisi, ufi ma sheizboya bishas, sheachod ha-shecheach veachod ha-meniach, bein bechotzer, bein tachas ha-tzineir, sheachil peisres ha-mikfe, זולס ממיער בחוצר בשספי זרובים, שהוא איני פייסי, והלוך והילחסי כבישמה. הילחסי כבישמה. So, not like the rush and all the other shaming. They הילחסי כבישמה because the rush says that there is a machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yisi, whether it's Robo Bishamai Vinimnu or Bisilel, some Meir and Alochi Vaya Bishamai, as Reb Meir says, or as Reb Yisi says, that Adayim Amachlekes Bidoro, some Meir, that means that Bishakon to Reb Yisi Bishamai didn't consider Bisilel. So in the finale, Bisilel insisted that it's Toya. Some Meir and Alochi is like Bisilel. like every machlokes between Bisham and Bisila. And the Rambam says, Vihilchasiki Bishama. So there's the question. But Monefshech.
So, according to the Rambam, Bisila agreed to Bisham.
In other words, the Rambam doesn't pasken like Rabbi Yisi, but he paskens
like
Rabbi Meir. So, Mele is Bisila considered to be Shammai. But the general rule is whenever there is a machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisi, so the aloch is like Rabbi Yisi, why does he paskin here like the Shammai? So the Kesef Mishnah, so see one second, the Kesef Mishnah says, because the Gemara in Shabbos says that Rabbi Tarf is like Rabbi Meir, so Mele that means it's a machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Tarf against Rabbi Yisi. So Mele the aloch is not like Rabbi Yisi. All right, the Kesef Mishnah says. But before we go to the Rambam in Yer Chazoko, I want to go over Kappa's translation. And Kappa's translation is altogether different. It's not just one variance. Many Shinui. So it's not that, I think Kappa says it, it's not that the original translation is wrong and he found the right one. But the Rambam, just as in Rashi, there is a Madura Kamen, there is a Madura Basra, you know, sometimes we have in Rashi in Madura Kamen, then the Shin Kupesis and Ksuves, we'll mention in Madura Basra, vice versa. So in the Rambam Persha Mishnah also, Kapach had a manuscript that was the Madura Basra of the Rambam's Persha Mishnah and this Mishnah. And the regular translation is in Madura Kamen, but Kapach is in Madura Basra. And Kapach's translation, the Madura Basra of the Rambam, is altogether different. Now let's see in Kapach. Yach came to Hasatzinia. Sinia Amazev, a funnel, a pipe. The Adim Trilla, Kiomo Bechola Mishne, who be Tinia, Shane Paisil as a mikve. The who Kigain Shalahoyo boy base kibble. You see, altogether different. In our translation, in our version of the Perusha Mishneh, the Rambam says that the reason as to why it doesn't become shov by virtue of the fact that it went through the pipe is because it didn't have Ishem Kele Bitolush and Mele Ligabi Shov, which is Ipsumi Rabbonon. So Tolush Lipsef Chibrei is Loyabe is Loyabe Tolush. Loyavetolush. So this is what is. But had it been, if there had been so loyavetolush. So he doesn't say because, but here he says the reason as to why it doesn't become shov is because lohoyobi beiskibo. Lohoyobi beiskibo. But suppose it would have a biskibu, so then it would become shov because of biskibu. But the Gemara says the reason is why it's not shov, because tolush we say chibre we is loy have the tolush, but the, so the shittes Rambam is no, the reason is why the hook in shalohoy. Oh, that's another kashi. I mean, so why does the Gemara have to resort to the fact that shov is in the Rabbonon? After all, we are dealing here with a tzinea that doesn't have to be skibble, so mele, it couldn't become possible. Machmas kaboros tomen. So why does the Gemara have to? That's a kasha against this Rambam. But the Rambam here, this version, Kappa's version, unlike the other version of the Rambam, so he says the reason as to why it doesn't become shov is because it would become shov, Why? Because it's mikabel pshute kliyeitz is mikabel tumim rabbonon. But here he says the reason as to why it doesn't become shov is because he doesn't have a biskibul. But how about kabbalas tumim? The answer is kabbalas tumim is not enough to pass let bitira shov. Vihu kikin shalohoyo be biskibul. Oy shechotat be es ha biskibul achas shabonim bikam. So he mentions that too, in order to explain the Gemara. So in other words, there is one variance between the regular translation of the Rambam's Pirush HaMishnah and Kappa's translation. According to the regular translation, so if it has, whether it has a biskibul or not, if it had the Chalishim Kehle Bitolush without a biskibul, it would become shov. According to this translation, even if it had a Chalishim Kehle Ligavi Kabbalas Tume Bitolush, in Midrabonon, so Midrabonon or Midraise, but as long as it doesn't have a biskibul, so Mimele, it couldn't become shov. So how about the Gemara? The Gemara bases it because Shov is in the Rabbanon, but the implication being that if Shov had been with the Raise, so then it would become Shov. So the Gemara has reference to the case where the Tzinir has a biskibul. You know, as the Mishnah Achrona says, when he was chikik a biskibul to be mikabel tzruas, oy shachot beis a biskibul achashponi v'karke. But suppose he wasn't chaykig biskibul, then it wouldn't become possible, because kabbalas tume by itself is not choshev enough to make it into shov. V'lo yitiru davazeim chokhi lipsiv kovei me'atam sheizkiru hoyu v'teraskli olav v'talosh v'chol maim shemizchol olav kilu yishov v'achar adon. So we have one variance between the regular translation of the Pirush HaMishnah and Kappa's translation. The question is, well, if something is mikabel tume, and if water goes through a kele that is mikabel tume, but has no biskibul, so according to the regular translation of the Rambam, it becomes shov. According to Kappa's translation, it doesn't become shov. So Kappa's translation is in accordance with the sheet of all the Rishayim, because all the Rishayim say that the fact that a keli is in kabel tumah, if it doesn't have the skibul, it doesn't passel the water that go through it as shov. V'acha adom es klal zeh omar she'aneisim kelim tachas atzinei likabel ben es hamayim harayosom hamayim hanimtsoim ben heimayim she'uvim u'peislin es hamikveh v'afil hoyo oison hakelim klei avonim שינו מקבלים תומה כפי הכלולים שנסברו אמרים בשמי כי משנוסה נסקלים הלולו תחס הציניה שהוא מוזג בערוק הסמיים נסו מים שובים ואפילו שוח אחרי סמקלים תחס הציניה שנעשה מלאבים שלא יבטבונה גזרינון שכי אחות מניח ובסיל הלוי גזרו גזר זו אבל המניח בחוצר כבר ביהו בתלמוד ויאמרו הניחום בשעסקי שרובים דברחקר אלו ואלו תמי כלימר בין שכי הבין מניח חקר פסלס המקווה בשעסקי שרובים דברי חקר אלו ואלו תארי כי ירידס הגשם איננו ביודי וכאילו נשמלו שלוי בידי אודם בין שכי אחר מניח לא יניח לי כאלה שהניחום בשעסקי שרובים ונספזרו וחוזרו ונסקשרו דימר סובה בוטלו מחשבתי והוא תנקמה ופירוכי מר שהתלמידים שהוא טועה ומר סובה לא יבוטלו מחשבתי והוא רבי איסי. So again, there is no variance There is a variance in regard to that, but there is one common denominator. Whereas according to Rashi and all the Rishonim, when the Gemara says, Mar Sovar is Bishamay, Umar Sovar is Bishilel, according to the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh, whether it's the regular Pirush HaMishneh or Kapas Pirush HaMishneh, the Mar Sovar and Mar Sovar have reference not to Bishamay and Bishilel, but to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisi, or Tanakam and Rabbi Yisi. It doesn't make any difference. Not to Bishamay and Bishilel, because Rav Mishal Shiyas Memre, according to the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh, discusses not Bishamay and Bishilel, but Bishamay the Machlekes, Reb Meir and Reb Yisi in regard to Bishamay Shiti. So Mar Sovar is Reb Meir or Tanitame, and Mar Sovar is Reb Yisi. Only with the Bishamay. So Mele, according to Rashi, the Tiyichon Bishas Pizurovin, Divrei Hakel Toyer, means Divrei Hakel Toyer, even by Minia Bechotzer, Divrei Hakel Toyer. Even by Minia Bechotzer, Divrei Hakel Toyer. And, but according to the Rambam, it means that not, and even Minia Tachasatzina, Divrei Hakel Toyer, I'm sorry. According to Rashi Shite. But according to the Rambam, no. By Minia Tachasatzina, so it's always. Possible machmashov. They will see that near the chazoka. Doesn't make any difference. Miniach tachasatzineya. So whether it's miniach or shecheach, it doesn't make any difference. If it's tachasatzineya, so then it's always possible. Even bishas pizor. But when does Rav Mishal she is reference to the case of shecheach bechotza? So then there is a difference. And Marx and Divrei Hakel Toya means Divrei Hakel Reb Meir and Reb Yisi, not Divrei Hakel Reb Bishamay and Bisila, but Divrei Hakel Reb Meir and Reb Yisi alibi Bishamay, and Divrei Hakel Tomei also means Reb Meir and Reb Yisi alibi Bishamay, not al Divrei Hakel. According to Rashi, Divrei Hakel means Ben Bishamay Ben Bisila. According to the Rambam, Divrei Hakel means Ben Reb Meir, Ben Reb Yisi, Alibidi Bishamay, but not Ben Bishamay, Ben Reb Ben Bisil. All right, now let's see again. Ufich Ochein Meir Sha'akal Meidim Shu Toyer, Umar Sova, also he says, once again, Vom Ruhinichon Bishas Kishorovim, Divrei Hakel Eilu Veilu Tmein, Kleimar Ben Shechea Ben Miniach, Hakel Pesel Samikveh, Bishas Pizorovin, Divrei Hakel, Eilu Veilu Teirem, Ki Yeridas Hakshomim, Einan Biyod Yochil, Nismalu Shaloi Bidi Odom, Bein Sheyo Shechea Chaminiach, Loi Nechliko Elu Shimichom Bishas Kishorovin, Vinispazru Vichozru Viniskashru, Dimar Sova Botlo Machshaftei, Vuta Nekame, Ufich Ocheime Yashakal Meidin, Shu Toyer, Umar Sova Libotlo Machshaftei, Vura Biesi. So in other words, the only difference between here and the regular translation, in the regular translation, he refers to him as Reb Meir, and here he refers to him as Tanakam, not as Reb Meir. Umar Sova Leubat Machshaft, Evu Reb Yisi, Ulfichachim Radai Machlekes Bimkeimu Emedes, Bisilel Mitarim Bishecheach, Ubishamai Gozru Shecheach Otu Miniach, Kidin Achos, so in other words, according to the Rambam, in Kapra's translation, there is another big chiddush. You see, according to all the Rishonim, when Rabbi Yisi says, "Adai machleket b'mkeimu emedes," what does it mean? He's chilek on Reb Meir. Whereas Reb Meir says, "Nimnu omer Reb Meir, nimnu v'robu b'shamay al b'sirah." So that means that Bishilel considered to be Shammai. So at the end there was no machlekes. So Rabbi Yisi says Adai machlekes in Kemoi Meres, that Bishilel did not consider to be Shammai. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh in Kapas translation says no, that Rabbi Yisi is not chilek on Reb Meir. When Reb Meir says Ninu v'robu b'Shammai al Bishilel, everybody agrees with Reb Meir. No one is chilek on Reb Meir. But when Rabbi Yossi says Adai Machlokes Bim Kemoi Meres, he is Chilek on Tanekame, because the Tanekame says Umeidim Bishechia Bichotza Shul Toer. So Rabbi Yossi says, no, I don't agree with you. Adai Machlokes Bim Kemoi Meres. You see, it's true that originally there was a machlekes between Bishamai. Originally there was a machlekes between Bishamai and Bisilal in regard to Shechiach by Shechiach tachas Atzineya and Shechiach tachas Atzineya and Shechiach b'chotzer. But in the end, so the Rambam says in Perush HaMishneh that Bisilal considered to be Shammai in regard to Shechiach tachas Atzineya, but they did not concede to be Shammai in regard to Shechiach b'chotzer. This is how the Rambam in Perush HaMishneh, in Kapas Perush HaMishneh, explained it. Anyway, the Rambam in Kapas Perush HaMishneh says that Rabbi Yossi agrees with Remeas Memre that Nimnu Virobo Bishamai al Bisila. But Remeas says, Tanekame, Remeas say, Meidin Bishechea Bechotzer Sheutoer. So Rabbi Yossi says, they are not made a Bishechea Bechotzer Sheutoer. In other words, that Bisila, that there is a machlekes between Bishamai and Bisilal in regard to Shechiah b'chotzer. Now let's see now the Lashon HaRambam in Yerachazakot.